What we're going to discuss today are harchakos that involve beds, mostly. This appears in Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Hey, Se'if Vav, and then Se'if Yud Aleph. Se'if Hey says, Lo yeshev b'mita hamyuchedes la afilu shelo b'fanah, that you should not sit on the bed, your wife's designated bed, even if it's shelo b'fanah, even if she is not present. Makar HaDavar over here is found in the Ravid Sof Shar HaPrisha, where the Ravid quotes a tshuva of Reb Haigon, that Reb Haigon basically said that Lamaisa by Dam Besulim, by Bias Mitzvah, you're allowed to sleep on her bed after, and that's because the way the Ravid is understanding this tshuva of Reb Haigon, that's because even though we don't have Dinum of Tumah and Tahara anymore, but there is a harchaka that they put in that you should not be on your wife's bed when she's in either. You shouldn't sit on her bed. And as such, since it's only like a harchaka ba'alma, his lashon is she'ein zeh min ha'halacha, and it's dvarim she'adas machras aleihem, but they decided to be mako by be'ilas mitzvah. That's basically what emerges from the Ravid. Now, the footnotes on the bottom of this Ravid in the Buchwald edition point out that the Ravid is clearly saying that this Isser, to sit on her bed, to sleep on her bed, we'll discuss the details in a minute, that this Isser is not me'ikar hadin. That's his lashon. The afapi she'ein zeh min ha'halacha. But the Rashba is quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Rashba in the Torah HaBayis says that it really is me'ikar hadin. No? The Rashba writes that if we aser and say, if yur aleph hatzos hamita b'fonov, if we aser making a bed, because that's considered chibadik, so certainly we should aser, losing my voice, certainly we should aser sleeping on the bed, right? Because that's even more chiba. That's basically the cheshbin of the Rashba. And you get the impression from the Rashba that it is usur me'ikar hadin, if that's the case. So there would be a few nafgaminas that emerge. First of all, the kula of be'ilas mitzvah l'cha'ira would not apply to the Rashba, no? The Ravid, the Balei HaNefesh, is only saying that I'm allowed to sleep on my wife's bed or sit on my wife's bed after be'ilas mitzvah because it's not usur me'ikar hadin. But if the Rashba is asering it me'ikar hadin, so then there would be no kula of be'ilas mitzvah. No saf al kach, though, there would be a kula that emerges from the Rashba presentation, which is that according to the Rashba, this is derived as a kal v'chomer from hatzos hamita b'fonav, no? And therefore, the iser to sit on her bed, or to sleep on her bed, whatever that iser is only b'fonav. Shaloi b'fonav, the iser does not apply. L'chora, that's what should emerge from the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch is beferish not like that, no? The Shulchan Aruch says that the iser is afilu shaloi b'fonav. So that's the first point that we want to address. The next point that we want to address, though, is what exactly is this Isser? So in almost all the Rishonim who discuss the Isser, it does not say what it says in Shulchan Aruch, no? Shulchan Aruch says that the Isser is to sit on your wife's bed, no? But in the Ravid says that the Isser is Lishon al mitasa, to sleep on her bed, or l'chahapachos, to lie down on her bed. There is one Rishon, the Igeres Hatshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, that's cited here in the Prisha, who assumes that the Isser is even to sit, no? But the Ravid, and the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Rush, all the other Rishonim assume that this is only to lie down. This leads this leads to the Bach jumping up and down and spitting water nickels and saying, no, Mechaber, you got this one wrong over here, because you're saying the Isser is to sit, Zot the Bach, the only Isser is to lie down. Now, the Shach's presentation of the Bach, the Shach in Sifkat Yud seems to accept the Bach. The Shach says that the Isser is only to lie down, and only to lie down when you are undressed. Right? That's the way the Shach presents it. That is quite the Kula. No? That's quite the Kula, but that's the Shach's presentation of the Bach. There's one point of detail within the Shach's presentation of the Bach, the last line in the Shach. He says, Yeshiva ba'alma kishehu lavush bigadav ein iser afilu befaneha, that to sit down when you're dressed is not usar even if she's present. The Sidrei Tahara and Isur Aleph notes that if you look at the Bach himself, the Bach only permits sitting on her bed when she's not present. No? Because if she is present, l'cha'ora, I have to contend with my svara of the Rashba that this Isser is also a Kal v'chaymer from Hatzas Hamita. So the Bach himself, even if you want to be mekel like the Bach himself is only permitting sitting down when you're dressed if it's shaloi b'fanov. The way the Shach quotes it is a little bit imprecise. Yes? I don't when they speak about Lishan, I don't know if they mean only to fall asleep. I think they mean to lie down. And presumably you lie down, you're going to fall asleep. I mean, that's the minhag. It's a minhag that I tried to be Mekayim many times. Many, many times. Now, that is the shita of the Shach, that the Isser is only to lie down. There's really no Isser to sit. But if we accept the full Bach, that means that you have to be Machmir not to sit when she's present. So far, so good. Taz argues with the Shach. The Taz Tainas that what it says in Shulchan Aruch is correct, that the Isser is Lo Yeshev. And this is because of the Taz. If there's an Isser in the Ramah here of sitting on a Safso Aruch HaMisnadneid, if there's an Isser to sit on a bench that goes back and forth, the Pashtus is like a Safsam, it's not Nate. It's like, in Victorian homes, they would have like these swings outside on the porch. Right? They're like very, they're actually called love seats in some places. That's what they're called. It's a swing that holds like two people and they go back and forth. I think that's like a safsal hamisnadnate. I think that's like the real example. Issues of safsal hamisnadnate don't come up that often. But the Taz has a cheshbon. He says, if there's an iser of safsal hamisnadnate, koshekain, and that iser is to sit, koshekain is usser to sit on her bed because there is even more hirhur to sit on her bed. So the Taz argues with the Shach and the Bach. The Taz, right, argued on the Shver, like Shabbos meals must have been a lot of fun. And the Taz basically says that no, Mechaber is right, you're not allowed to sit. The Raya is from Safsal HaMisnadneid. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, no, Taz, you're making a mistake. Taz, you're assuming that the Isser of Safsal HaMisnadneid is based on that if we're together on the same moving bench, there is going to be hirhor. That's what the Taz is assuming. Comes on the Shach, he says, no. The Shach in the Kudas HaKesef says, it's not out hirhor. It's out the fact that either when we're together on the same seat, it's as if we're sleeping in the same bed. Now that I really don't understand. I don't understand that line in the Shach. Right? Because I'm sitting. I'm sitting on a bench. I'm not lying down in the bed. I don't know how sitting on the same seat is like we're sleeping on the same bench. And then he writes, moreover, that it could be that sitting on the Safsal HaMisnadneid is like an Isser of Negia. What's the pshat in the Isser Negia that the Shach means? That means that I feel the effect of your body. Right? When we're on one of these benches, how does the bench move? Because your body makes it move. So if I'm being impacted upon by your body, the shach tainas, that itself is an iser of negiyah, no? Now, l'chayra, according to the shach, if there's an iser negiyah, whenever I'm impacted on by your body, so we didn't need a chumra of Rashi, that I can't pass a long thing to you, because, well, maybe I'll touch you. I don't need maybe I'll touch you. According to the shach, das alein is negiyah. The din of negiyah is what? Is when my body creates an impact on your body. No? I mean, that sounds very violent, I know. But, I mean, l'maisa, that's what the shach is saying. So, I don't fully understand, right? The shach, I think, is saying a tremendous chumrah within negiyah. No? Now, it happens that safsam is not needed mekel if it's mechubar, right? If it's attached to the house, we're mekel on it. Why? Apparently, Chazal were not goes there that type of negiyah is called negiyah. Why not? Also not clear. Presumably, the shach understood that when it's mechubar, it doesn't really move. It's like a metzias issue, no? But if it moves and I feel her body and she feels my body, that's negiyah according to the shach. Yeah, Josh?
When you're passing an object, so if the woman's just holding the object still and you take it from her hand, so then you're not feeling the effects of the object.
Correct, but when I pass an object also, like I put it into her hand, you do feel the force of my... When I hand something to you, you feel the force of my stick, right? Ki'ilu, that comes in contact with you. I'm not holding... You're right. If I'm holding still and you take it, that's not the way usually people pass. Usually people pass that they're in motion and not still. Once I'm in motion, there's going to be some force.
According to the story that's like in the same bed, so that should also be a problem. The staff's always connected to the ground. Right?
So apparently Chazal weren't goyzer in that case. And we could say something more razzle-dazzle in a minute. I'll say it now. Shach Sivkat and Yud Aleph. It says, I'm not allowed to sleep with my wife in the same bed, even if we're both fully dressed. That's a Gemara, no? In terms of the Harchakos and the severity of Harchakos, stuff that's in the Gemara should be more severe. I shouldn't be in the same bed, even if we're both dressed. Now, the Shach and Ais Yud Aleph talks about that if it's a mita shel eitz or shel binyan, it's mutter. And everybody scratches their head and says, what is the shach talking about? So they point out, the Sidrei Tahara notes that the pshat in the shach is that we're talking about a big canopy bed. Let's say there are two beds and they're surrounded by a canopy. So I would have thought that this is usser, because it's ki'ilu, we are like in our own world, and therefore it's ki'ilu, we're in the same bed, because the canopy on the outside is mechaber us. Kamash Mulan, it's mutter. That's a Sidrei Tahara's Hezber of that shach, no? The Chochmas Adam, however, by the way, the Chochmas Adam began his career, for all of you guys who are not going into Chinuch Rabbanus, Chochmas Adam began his career as a businessman in Vilna, no? Then later on, they recognized the fact that this Jew Taka knows something, and they designate him as a Dayan. So if you look in, I think, the first editions of the Chaya Adam or something, it doesn't say Dayan of Vilna. In the later editions, it does, no? And that's because he became a Dayan later on. But Lamaisa, Erkin Gutlernin, even before he was a Dayan, he knew Halor very well. But the Chochmas Adam has a different pshat in the Shach. Chochmas Adam has a cheshbin that when the Shach is meko on a mita shel eitz or shel even, the pshat is if I have a bed that's attached to the wall, then it's mutter. Meaning to say, Zak the Chochmas Adam, the Isser being on the same bed together, I shouldn't say the same bed, the Isser being on two touching beds together is an Isser like Safsa HaMasnadni, that it moves. If it's Mechubar to the bias and it doesn't move, Chochmas Adam, Kuf Tes Zayin Hey, Chochmas Adam says it's mutter. Wow. Right? So now, this all connects to our conversation, no? Because the Nekudas HaKesef is saying that the Isser of Sasam is not, it is an Isser of Negiyah, right? Or it's an Isser like we're in the same bed. We're in the same bed. Why is it mutter if we're attached to the wall? Teretz is Chachmas Adam's beer in the Shach Yud Aleph. Now, the other beer in the Shach, the beer of the Sidrei Tahara, that the pshat is, I would have thought it should be usser because we have this canopy around us that connects us and it looks like we are lovey-dovey, right? So that beer is very similar to the Shach in Eis Zion, no? The Shach in Sifkat in Zion had the following, guys, you have to learn every Shach bi'iyun. Or else, that's what we're doing, no? Every Shach, they all connect. But the Shach in Sifkat in Zion talks about what? He talks about a kula that some poskim have that a husband and wife could eat on Shulchan Echad if there are other people around, no? So the Shach quotes from the Bach that if the other people are eating at their own table and husband and wife are eating at a separate small table on their own, that's worse, no? You know, there are other people around, but that mamish looks lovey-dovey, no? We're off in our own world. We don't have a care. It's just us two. Let everybody else throw Play-Doh at their heads. We don't care, right? That's much more, right? That's much more of a problem, like the Shach and Eis Zayin. You get the impression that the Shach and Eis Yud Aleph is coming la'afuke mizeh, the way the Sidra Torah runs the Shach and Eis Yud Aleph. Right, he's saying that even though our bed is surrounded by a curtain, and it's ki'ilu what? Everybody else is outside. They didn't have big homes with like three bedrooms. No? They had like one bedroom. No? What, how do you think they lived? Right? So, we have our own canopy around our bed, and we don't care what's going on. I would have said that's also because it's like we're in our own lovey-dovey world. Kamasho, no, you're in separate beds, it's mutter. No? But it's a very similar type of svara to the Shach and Eis Zayin. How come there he's machriya lahachmir, here lahakel? I don't know, not exactly sure, but that's what emerges. But let's just continue, Rebbe Osai. The Shach and the Taz, and we'll talk more about the Shach's second day, are really disagreeing about the lumdus of Safsa HaMisnadneid. According to the Taz, Safsa HaMisnadneid is based on Hirhor, right? That we'll think about each other because we're in the love seat together. But according to the Shach, he's saying that there is this Chiddush in Negiyah. Now, comes along Rabbi Hoffman's friend, the Mishmeres HaTara, Rabbi Karp, and he wants to say the following Shtickl Torah, which you could take it or leave it. The Ramah's Mekel, the Ramah has a kula, that what? That if it's a safsa hamisnadnein, so it's mutter if it's attached to the wall, that we got. V'yesh matirim, zok the Ramah, kisha adam acher mafsik v'yoshiv b'nehem. He quotes in the Aguda, that if you have a person sitting between them, then it's mutter. Now, if you open the Beis Yosef, so the Aguda spoke about when you have a person between them, but then, blah, 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 the notes over here say Aguda. The Archos Chaim actually says, "Im Adam Acher Yoshev B'nehem," that's what the Archos Chaim says, and then the Aguda says that you could sit with your wife in a wagon or in a boat if there is a Shum Adam B'nehem, Oy Teva, Oy Davar Acher. In other words, he's mekel even if you have a box between them, right? Shum Adam sounds like any person, even if it's a kleinshik or a yingle, even like a baby. That's Shum Adam. So again, so according to the Aguda, we have a kula of Shum Adam, and according to the Archos Chaim, we only have a kula of Adam. The Aguda also has a kula of a teva. Now, comes along the Mishmeres HaTahara, and the Mishmeres HaTahara says, you know what? The Archos Chaim is not talking about the same case as the Aguda. The Aguda is talking about a case if we are in a wagon and we're going, let's say, for a teal. Or that type of case at the Trumas Hadesh and Asard. So in that case, we could be Mekel if you have anything else between you. But if you're sitting on the Safsa HaMisnadneid, So in the safsam is nadne, you can't be meko if you have anything else between you. Safsam is nadne, you can't be meko if you have a teva. You can only be meko if you have an adam b'nehem. That's what he suggests. And he says that the Ramah is bedavka nakat if you have adam acher mafsik b'nehem. Adam v'lo teva. Why? Because, he says, safsam is nadne is a din of hirhor. A teva maybe will prevent negia, but it won't solve a problem of hirhor. That's what the Mishnah Satara says. Now, yesh l'ha'ir, first of all, that whoever wrote the parentheses, Mara Mekoymus, in the Ramah, is mitzayin the Aguda over here. No? And the Mishnah Satara is correct. He should be mitzayin the Archos Chayim, not the Aguda. No saf al kach, yesh l'ha'ir on the Mishmer Satahara, that what he's saying is that we can't be meko on safsal hamisnadnet if I have a teva. Why not? Because teva only solves an issue of negia, but safsal hamisnadnet is a problem of hirhor, not negia. And he doesn't point out that dos gufa bazen nechleku shach v'taz. No? Shouldn't he point this out? That according to the shach, it's a din of negia, and according to the shach, it should help, but according to the taz, it's not. Now some say, how could a teva help if it's a din negia? So the answer is, it depends how big the box is, no? It depends how, you're right, if I have a little pill box, it's not going to solve any problem, but if I have some sort of barrier, right, it could solve. The whole cheshbon that only Adam helps, and the Mishnah Satara will say, it has to be an Adam who's an Adam gadol. It can't even be a tinok, right? I think, right, first of all, the Lashon calling the Aguda, not the Orchis Chaim is difficult. No Saf al-Kach, it's difficult because it should depend on the Machlokes Shach and Taz. So far, so good? If you guys feel like I'm being mefalpel too much, please tell me to stop. This is life. I love this stuff, okay? Fine. Now, there is a discussion in, let's just talk about Teal, the end of this Trumas Hadeshah, that makes it to the end of the Ramah, that a man should not go with his wife on a boat if they are going Derech Teal, but if they're going on a business trip, then it's okay. There is a Machlekes HaPaiskim about how to understand this din. No? The Aruch HaShulchan understands that there are two separate Isurim. There's an Isser called Safsal HaMisnadneid, and then there's another Isser called Teal. Meaning, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, when your wife is a Nida, you're not allowed to even go on a Shpatzir with her. You can't even take a leisurely walk. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Chaf. Right? Does Rabbi Neuber still teach us in Chassan classes? He used to teach this Aruch HaShulchan and say that we don't hold this way, no? In the Mishmer Satara and some of the other books, even Rabbi Force, I think, they quote the Aruch HaShulchan, and they say, you know what? Even if we don't hold like this Aruch HaShulchan, me'ikar hadin, but it's good to avoid tiyul when your wife is a nida. Going on vacations when your wife's a nida, is it permitted? According to Aruch HaShulchan, it's mamish forbidden, no? Now, again, I don't know if we have to go so far as Aruch HaShulchan, certainly, and say that teal, just taking a leisurely walk, is us, or Adarabah, like we spoke about in the first year in Har Chakos, the Machlokas Kresi and Plesi versus Sidrei Tahara. You're a Kresi and Plesi, Nick, and the way we teach Chassanim in general, you want to spend more time with your wife when she's a Nida. Could be it's more necessary. It's a way of deepening the relationship, so taking walks is a good idea. Also, it's good for your health, by the way. A sedentary lifestyle is, like, very bad. If you can take a walk with your wife, right, matov manoim. But taking, like, real vacations, like going away, it's probably not a good idea when your wife is a Nida to go on the real vacation, because one of the real reasons why couples go on vacations is because you mix up the normal routine of life. It's better for Bia, right? You have a better sex life when you're moving away, going to different areas. Now, it's not a good idea, therefore, to go on vacations when your wife is a Nida. Sometimes, however, you can't schedule it better, no? sometimes it works out that the only week that you had that you're both off from work or something is, it, and you had the schedule 5 months in advance and you bought the tickets or whatever it is, and it turns out she's a nida. What are you going to do? So you have to do is Yirah Shamayim. But I think me Ikar Hadin, we don't hold like this Aruch HaShulchan. Our understanding is, even though it's not so pashut to read within the Trumas Hadashin itself, but our understanding is that the Isser of Safsal HaMisnadni, the Trumas Hadashin, is giving a second kula. Meaning to say, Zokhti Trumas Hadashin, one kula is if the Safsal HaMisnadni is Mechubar to the Bayis, then it's Mutter. There's another kula that if it's a Safsal HaMisnadni, but we're using it to go on a business trip, then it is also Mutter. It's only us if we're going for teal. Sounds like there's a second kula in Safsal Misnadneid that the Trumas Hadashin is bringing up. That's the Mahalach of the Chochmas Adam. Even Revival Cohen, who's known for not being such a Mako, is Mako against this Aruch HaShulchan, Mako like the Chochmas Adam's understanding of the end of this Trumas Hadashin. Now, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about being in a machine together. Machine means car. Right? There's a few tshuvas in Igros Moshe. It's like a paragraph in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Beis, then he gets back to it in Yerideya, Chelek Beis Siman Pei Zayin, I believe, and a few places. Rav Moshe Feinstein's understanding is that to be in a car together, now we're talking about like two couples are going out, now I'm permitting this, let's say two couples are going out to a movie on Motzei Shabbos. So what do? You take one car. Right? So they say that in the front seat it's not a problem at all. No, the front seats since like 1970, it's been against the law to have like a straight bench seat in the front seat. Right? But okay, so you and your wife are in the back seat of the car. Now sometimes the back seat of the car is two separate seats. Right? Sometimes it's like a whole bench seat. If you're on the bench seat in the back seat of the car, it's an isser of Safsal Misnadneid. So if Moshe Feinstein says that he thinks technically it's not Safsal Misnadneid because it's mechuber to the car, no? And that's like it's mechuber to the bayis. That's his cheshbon over there. And then he discusses, well, maybe what happens if you have a few people together in the car? Maybe you should just put someone else between you and your wife in the back of the car. So Moshe says it's worse to put someone else in the back of the car with you because negiah with an eshes ish is going to be worse than negiah with your wife. If, like, let's say you take a sharp turn and, you know, like, woo! You know, like, you end up, like, falling over. So it's worse if you fall over someone else's wife than if you fall over your own wife. Now, that's what Moshe writes in that tshuva. That's what Moshe has in that tshuva. It's in Chelek Beis Yerideya Simen Pei Gimel. Chelek Beis Yerideya Simen Pei Gimel. That's what it has. Vitzarech Iyan Tuva. Tzarech Iyan Tuva. Because Rav Moshe Alein Hot Geschriben, right? That means Rav Moshe Feinstein himself wrote in Evan Hot Ezer Chelek Beis Simen Yudalin. This is a tshuva written to Mr. Shatin. Mr. Shatin, the old timers around the community remember him. He went to every single Maccabees basketball game ever. No? You remember him? Mr. Shatin?
Heard of
him. What?
More heard of him.
You heard of him. He was like a fixture. He came to every Maccabees basketball game, and the first thing he'd ask you, I remember when I was in college, eating in the cafeteria before, I was just eating supper, I was going to go back to night Saturday. I don't think I ever went to a Maccabees basketball game, ever, nor did I ever plan on going to one, but I don't know, maybe we should take that off the record. But the fact is, I remember being in the cafeteria, eating a meal with Rabbi Simon. The minute everyone would sit at Rabbi Simon's table at night, it was like very geschmack to have dinner in the caf, and Mr. Shatin came over and he says, did any of you guys see my tshuva? The tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to me? He was like very into like his tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about whether you're allowed to ride in the bus or a subway, where there's an isser of negiah, no? And Rav Moshe's mefalpel a lot in Se'if Yud Zayin, about being mamashesh bedefek ishto nida. And basically, shach's maskana over there is that there's no iser negiah if it's not bederechiba. The Beis Yosef sounds like he asers. So Rav Moshe at first says, well, maybe riding on the subway, according to the shach, it's for sure going to be mutter because it's not derechiba. Right? Maybe according to Beis Yosef it's aser. He says, no, the Beis Yosef himself only asers, like being mamashesh bedefek. That means when I bekavona go and I touch the pulse to try to feel it, I'm holding it for a while. Right? If it's a type of contact that's inadvertent and just so happens, whatever, that type of contact for sure is not going to be usr. No? Inadvertent temporary contact, Reb Moshe assumes for sure is not usr. And Reb Moshe, by the way, and Avi Shafrin quoted this recently, the New York Times had a front page article, because they don't like Orthodox Jews that much, had a front page article about, I spoke about this in show at one point, right?
I saw this article.
You saw the article, right? So the Times doesn't like Orthodox Jews, and they had the article about how sometimes Orthodox Jews, I don't know, sometimes, like every time I've ever been on a flight to Eretz Yisrael, no, we can't take off because you have to ring. She's sitting over here. He wants it next to her, right? And they have to, like, make the whole, like, difficult rearrangement system so that, like, no women sit next to any men, right? That's what people do. Reb Moshe's Mekel, basically. Reb Moshe's Mekel, at least the Chol Pachos. Some say Reb Moshe's only Mekel on the subway or a bus, which is like a short ride. But 12-hour flight to Eretz Yisrael, even Reb Moshe would be machmir. On the other hand, l'maisa on the bus, it's more likely to come to Negiah, right, than it is on the plane. So, but b'kitzer, my difficulty with this Tshuva Negris Moshe and Chelak Beisim in Pei Gimel, he says that it's better to not have someone else sit between the husband and wife, because if you do, you're going to have Negiah with like an Eishes Ish. He says, but what do you mean? According to what Reb Moshe writes in the Chelak Beis of Eben HaEzer Siming Yudalid, inadvertent negiyah without any kavana whatsoever is basically heter gomer, no? So, I'm not really sure. You have to ask like people on the Lower East Side who are ma'ayin in every nekud in the Igris Moshe, Moshe Takman or something, right? You have to ask to find out, but it seems to me like it's a problem. By the way, I think it's also permitted to sit next to someone on an airplane. It's not a good idea. Lamaisa, people are looking so askance, so negatively, Orthodox Jews, and like to make planes take off late. Lamaisa, there's no isser involved. There really is no isser involved in sitting next to someone. Now, it happens in the Mishmeres HaTahara. He has a doozy of a whopper, right? That's like a lot. He basically says that since Bizman Hazeh, everybody knows that the minhug is not to sit next to another woman who's not your wife. So therefore, to sit next to your wife, even without any negiyah, is considered chiba. That's his cheshbon. Wow. Wow. That's a doozy of a whopper, as we say. No? Again, it's lemaisa. There's a certain logic to it. I can't say it's illogical, but I could say it's based on positions. And he's not assuming that we pass, and that's also to sit next to different women besides your wife. No, he's saying since the minhag is, so mila becomes chiba. Right? That's why he says it. I find that a little bit interesting. Okay, so ad kan what we want to talk about in actually. Sif Hey, maybe we'll get back to one more Nakud and Sif Hey when we learn Sif Vav. Sif Vav, you shouldn't sleep in the same bed, even if you're both dressed. And then the Rama writes that even if you have separate mattresses, but if the mattresses are touching or the beds are touching, it's Asar. No? How far apart do the beds have to be? So this can sometimes be Shalom Bayis issues. I've actually dealt with Shalom Bayis issues over fights of how far apart the bed has to be. Me'ikar Adin doesn't have to be far apart at all. On the Darki Tshuva quotes, just like the bed linen shouldn't go from my bed onto her bed onto my bed in the middle of the night, it's really not that far apart. In Rabbi Forrest Sefer, he quotes many different opinions. Me'ikar Adin, a teeny separation is enough. He quotes some who say 1.5 to 2 feet or something. In Yeshiva, Reb David Lifshitz used to talk about that you should always have a piece of furniture between the beds when your wife's Anita. If you go to Frankel's Furniture in Borough Park and you buy a bedroom set, they come with 2 nightstands, no? The cheshbon for 2 nightstands is that you can move them and you'll have 1 nightstand between the beds when your wife is Anita. Rav Shechter used to say that it makes a little bit of sense to try to have stuff between the beds because when you think about it, harchakos in the bedroom make intuitively, like, they make a little more sense than harchakos in the dining room, no? It's just like, it's more likely if something is going to happen that will be a real avera, it's more likely it will happen in the bedroom. Right? Tachlas. So, yeah.
What was the two, the chesed for two nightstands?
So, chesed for two nightstands is that this way you can have when she's not in Nida, the beds are touching, and you have one nightstand on this side, one nightstand on that side. When she is in Nida, you move one nightstand to the middle. Right? That's the basic cheshbon. I think it was the minig in Hungary. For some reason, Rabbi Forst does not even quote that practice of the nightstand in his sefer. There's a suffix in the Badei HaShulchan, page Reish Ayin Dalet, about is it considered two beds are touching if you are on bunk beds? Now you'd ask, why the heck would this happen? Right? What's going on? So I could tell you that one time this happened to us. One time this happened to us. I forgot exactly. My sister goes to camp in the summer, goes to Camp Sternberg. So I think one time we went up to visit my sister in camp. And camp accommodations are not always, you know, best things ever. So you have a bunk bed. What could be bad, right? Right, yeah. But is that considered the beds are touching if it's on the bunk bed? Oh. So the Badei HaShulchan Tainas, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva Os Yud Aleph, Pesachei Tshuva says that he thinks the Isser of the beds touching is Maris Ayin. And as such, the Pesachei Tshuva is Notz El HaHakel, if the beds are touching, but each bed is enveloped, each bed is surrounded by its own bed cover, bed ceiling, bed roof, whatever it's called. No? Now, I don't think anyone has beds like this. Or if you do, please don't tell me, because I'm going to think it's like really weird. But, yeah. So I think the Maris Ayin is copy if anyone happens to come into your bedroom. Again, you have to remember that in their times, they didn't like have separate bedrooms and living rooms and dining rooms. It's like everyone lived in a studio apartment. So you go and you're eating a meal by your neighbors in the studio apartment and you see the beds and the bed, right? Now, how do they know she's in Nida? Well, at the time of the Gemara, everyone knew she's in Nida because Roy Losha Tiyachal Lebegod and Lais Nidusa. Right? So theoretically, it could be some sort of Maris Ayin. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that it is going to be permitted. Nonetheless, many poskim say that the minig is developed, that beds never touch at all. So Reb Feivel is inclined that he thinks out the din of the beds touching, so it's Maris Ayin that looks like one bed. So then a bunk bed, there ain't no Maris Ayin that looks like one bed, so it should be mutter. But maybe we should answer it based on Safsa HaMisnadeid. But then he says, maybe this is telling the Machlokes, Shach and Taz, about the Hezber of Safsa HaMisnadeid. He could be alumdin in everything, right? That what? If the Shach is right, the Safsa HaMisnadeid is out in the Gia, that when I feel your body move, you're on the bunk bed. I remember as a kid, no, even when I wasn't a kid, when I was in yeshiva here, did they still have Stringer open? It was the worst dorm ever. Right? So, my roommate in Stringer, until he got married, was Rabbi Tzvi Ram. Then my roommate... Right. I was in Mus. Mus, like, they didn't have bunk beds. In Stringer, we had a bunk bed. Right? We had a bunk bed. And you can mamish feel the guy on top. All the time, no? And you hear the move, it's like, Sav Sam is Nadne, Nagia, according to the Shach. But according to the Taz, it's Sav Sam is Nadne, it is out, Hirhor, there ain't no Hirhor. In that situation, no? It's just not going to happen. The hero is like, get out of here. You're waking me up. That's the type of hero, no? So, that's what he's inclined. Reb Feivel basically leaves it as a tzarech ion in terms of the bunk beds. I think in Rabbi Forst Sefer, he's inclined to be machmir on the page 93. In Rabbi Forst, he's inclined to be machmir on that issue. Okay, let's talk about Hatzas Hamita. Let's talk about making beds. That's in Se'if Yud Aleph. She's not allowed to make your bed. All the Paiskim say he cannot make her bed either. But that Isser is only if it is Befanov. If it's Shalom Befanov, it's going to be Mutter. Many of the Paiskim say that Bizman Hazeh, Hatzas Hamita ain't what it used to be. Hatzas Hamita used to be like an intimate type of act because we're preparing to go to bed at night, preparing to go to sleep. Bizman Hazat, when I make beds, I'm trying to do it just to... I make a bed in the morning, usually, not at night, no? And I make the bed to keep room neat, so that it doesn't look all unkempt, disheveled, whatever. That's why I make a bed. But it's not to prepare for sleeping. Right? It could be. And Mashal Mahadavadomer, Rabbi Forst has this in note 68. If let's say Me'ezah Sibashahi, you didn't make the bed in the morning, and then you're tired at night. Do you make the bed before you go to sleep? Or do you just go into the bed that's unmade and you go to sleep? The Pashta says, most people, right, we could do a survey, but most people would say that they just go to bed, no? If that's the case, so making the bed isn't a Hecha Timsa to go to sleep, it's just a Hecha Timsa to keep the room neat. If that's the case, and by the way, when we talk about making the beds, the Mechaber writes, it's only the type of part, the bed, like the quilt or something, that's Derechiba, not the fetid sheet that we spoke about never fits, right? The Shach, by the way, seems like he's machmir on this issue, no? In the Shach and Ois Tesvav, he's Mitzayin, Adin, and Evan Ezesim in Pei. That sounds like there's no distinction between Karmuk Sussus and anything else. It sounds like the Shach is going to be machmir, even Karmuk Sussus is Aser. But Hayotze, Rabbi Forst, entertains a Savara that maybe making a bed is going to be mutter in the morning because you're not preparing for bed. It's just to keep the room neat. He says, this verse seems a little bit reasonable, but since it's a very easy to avoid, you just turn around, you walk out of the room, it takes like half a second to avoid it, so why not just avoid it, you know? And Reb Fivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkot and Kuf Mem Aleph, he actually asks me Ikar Hadin, making the bed even in the morning. He says, because I make the bed in the morning to prepare to go to sleep at night. I don't know. I think you can be mefalpel on this issue as well. I don't know anyone lamaisa who's make on the making of the bed in the morning, even though it seems like it's a pretty good svara to be make on. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Se'if zayin lo yistakel afil ba'akev or lo b'mkoymus ha'mechusim sheba, but you are allowed to be mistakel b'mkoymus ha'gluyim, even though you enjoy it. No? I shouldn't look at the akeva, her heel, or any other makom that is mechusa. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, this comes from a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Chaf in the Darim, where the Gemara says, "I call mistakel ba'akeva she'isha havin labonim she'ena muhuganim." If you mistakel ba'akeva, you're going to have bad kids. The Gemara says, "I'm a Reb Yosef be'ishtol nida." That the iser being mistakel applies be'ishtol nida. Amirish Lakish, then we talk about Akeva, we mean Keneged Makom Hatarfa. We mean being Mistakel and the also Makom, basically. We're not talking about Makom Hatarfa. Now, we're talking about Makom Hatarfa, we're talking about the also Makom. So everyone asks on this din in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan says I shouldn't look at any Makom HaMachusa. Well, why not? Right? Rish Lakish says that the Isser is only Makom Hatarfa. If this is only Makom HaTarfa, so how come we extend it to all Makomos HaMechusim? So the Beis Yosef is already bothered by this Kasha. The Beis Yosef says that when we say Makom HaTarfa, his Lashon is Mashmal Rabbeinu Dechom Makomos HaMechusim Havei Bechal Makom HaTarif. Any Makom that's Mechusa is included. When the Gemara says Makom HaTarfa, it doesn't only mean the Aso Makom, it means anything. It comes on the Taurus HaShlomim. Right, and he jumps up and down, he spits wood and nickels, he says, Beis Yosef, presumably you're Orthodox, but L'chaira, I don't know where this comes from. Because the Gemara says that Akeva is the Gemara's Lashon Nekia of saying Makom HaTarfa, because the Makom HaTarfa is Keneged her heel. So it's only Makom HaTarfa. It's not Komakomas Mechusim. So what's the pshat in this din? Comes along the Vilna Gaon. I didn't notice this Vilna Gaon until around half an hour ago. The Vilna Gaon in Ois Yod Aleph. Look at the Vilna Gaon. Look at the Gaon. Look at the way he learns. Meiridik. Ayin Toras Hayis. Velo Haya Girsos Osham Amaresh Lakish. You know what the Gaon is doing? The Gaon is engaged in the science of Girsology. And the Gaon is saying that the Rashba, who asers being mistako in any Makom HaMechusa, doesn't have the line in the Gemara that Reish Lakish said only Keneged Beis HaTorfa, no? Meaning, right, effectively, the Rashba's Gemara was missing that line. So the Gemara says, if I look at Akeva HaBanim She'ena Mehuganim, Amir Reb Yosef Be'ishtay Nida, end of Gemara, according to the Rashba. Right? So it's not only Makom HaTorfa. That's the way the Gaon learns. Not bad. The Sidrei Tahara, Sidrei Tahara, though, tries to one-up him. Sidrei Tahara, if I'm not mistaken, we have to look at what year the Raivin, the Bali HaNefesh, was printed the first time. I don't know.
Are there like multiple editions out there?
I'm sure there were. But like, the Sidrei Tahara often, and like he does this over here also in Isu Dalet, he says, I found the Raivin of Bali HaNefesh, which no one else had. And he quotes the Bali HaNefesh. The Beis Yosef will sometimes quote a Raivin, but he's usually quoting a Raivin that was cited in the Rashba, no? I don't think the Beis Yosef is quoting the Bali HaNefesh straight up. Again, we have to look at this more carefully. But the, the Sidrei Tahara in Osir Dalet says that if you read the Ravid himself is bothered by this kasha. How come all makomos mechusim ma'aser? I we say only, this is the Ravid, right being in Shar HaPrisha. I we say only Beis HaTorfa. So he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that Reish Lakish is going Adar Rav Yosef, Ulekula Ka'amar, that the Isser is only Be'ishto Nida and only Beis HaTarfa. V'yesh Mefarshim, the Hadar Reish Lakish, Mosa Ba'ape Nafshahi, Ulefrushe Mosa Nami Asa, Umosa Rav Yosef Lachud, Ud Reish Lakish Lachud, and we pass him like both. Meaning, the Gemara says, I shouldn't look, if I'm a stackle back, cave, I'm going to have Bonim, She'enam, Mehuganim. Right? Rav Yosef says Be'ishtay Nida. That's one Hesper. Reish Lakish says, even if it's Ishto who's not Nida, even if she's Tahora, but don't be Mistakel in the Beis HaTarfa. To be Mistakel Ba'osel Makom is coming from the Isser of, from Reish Lakish in that Gemara. The way the, right? And there's no Machlaikas, Zuk the Sidrei Tahara. Rav Yosef agrees with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish agrees with Rav Yosef. And we paskin like both. Why do I paskin like both? So the lashon of the Rashba is Anan leslam the ichruei b'hamilsa de maisa shamayim hu. I don't know how to read maisa shamayim. I think maisa shamayim probably means like in terms of just like whether you are being mistaka or not being mistaka as maisa shamayim. I'm not sure exactly how to read those words. Mihu, midi isura lo nafik, vinaktin and katarvaihu lo chumra, do asur le histako be'ekev ishtainida. Adkan, the Ravid. The Sidrei Tahara uses this Ravid as a basis to being machmir in every shaila in Harchakis. No? If you look in the Sidrei Tahara Osiyud Aleph, he writes that you should be machmir on that shaila of blowing the feathers off Ishto Nida. Why? Oh, because the Ravid says I should be Machmir, so I should be Machmir. Which Ravid? This Ravid! The Sidrei Tahara in Yud Aleph is referring to what he says later on in Yud Aleph based on this Ravid. But Lo Hevanti! Because all the Ravid is saying is if there are two Be'urim in the Gemara, I'm not sure which Be'ur is right, I have to be Machmir like both. But that doesn't necessarily apply to all the other times when the Sidrei Tahara uses it to be machmir in every issue. Eli Rang, you had a comment?
I was just going to ask, what was the lashon in Ravid again? What's the
lashon of the Ravid?
Yeah.
He's
saying that the onesh is going to be from Maisa Shemayim. How could you pass it on it?
He says a lashon here. You can look at it yourself. Leslon le'ichruei b'ham milsa d'maisa shemayim hu. I'm not sure what he means with that line. Huh?
Meaning the onesh is maisa
shemayim. I guess so.
That's for everything.
But like, still, I mean, you have to pass in the shayla. I mean, you look. I'm not sure what the Ravid means with that line, but it's right here. Now, so b'kitzer, I have another ha'ara though on the Sidrei Tahara, and this is the last ha'ara that we'll make today, and then we'll break. Maybe we'll pick up from here tomorrow. What's the makar that it's mutter lehistakel b'mkaymas hagluyim shel ishtol nida? What's the makar for that? Remember, a regular woman out there, an Ishes Ish or an Nida, who's not my wife, I'm not allowed to be mistakel. We also have to define what the word mistakel means. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But a regular woman, I can't be mistakel. My wife, I can. What's the makar? The makar is Zok the Beis Yosef. Because, what? Because we only Aser Akeva, which is Makom HaMechusa, implying that Makom HaMagula is going to be Mutter. Now, Lo Hevanti. Lo hivanti, because if the Rai is correct, so there are two tracks in the Gemara. There's a track of Ishtai Nida, where everything is Aser, no? That's what Rav Yosef says. And then Rish Lakish says, even if it's Ishtai who's not Nida, Beis HaTorfa is Aser. So how do I end up coming with the Kula to be Mistakel B'mkomos HaGluyim Shal Ishtai Nida? According to the Ravid, I don't know where that emerges from the Gemara. If you can think about this kasha, maybe we can discuss it tomorrow. Li tzarech iyun. I don't know how this din would emerge based on the way the Ravid is learning the Gemara. I don't know how that din emerges because, again, if I want to say that's akeva dafka and akeva means beis hatorfa, so that's all about Ishtel who's not Nida, no? If I want to say it's Ishtai Nida, so I'm not talking about Beis HaTorfa. Right? So how do you know? Like, maybe the Gemara says Akeva and everything is Aser. Like, I'm not sure. Yesh La'ayin Bazeh. We'll discuss it tomorrow, I hope. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a good day.